And praise the Lord, everyone. You may be seated. So good to be here tonight to feel the presence of the Lord. The Lord has been so good to us. Praise the Lord. And I've said many times, the Lord's been better to me than He has to anyone. When I look around and see what God has did for me, then it seems that way to me. And I'm sure you could say the same thing. And God has been just so wonderful to us. And I was talking to a person the other day, and they said, well, you know, it seemed like I have more troubles than anyone. And I said, have you ever started counting your blessings? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, the things that you have, it's good. I said, you're living. You're in good health. And I went on for several minutes there of explaining different things that I knew he had. And I said, have you ever started thinking about those things? I said, and weigh those against the things you're counting bad. I said, which outweighs the other? I said, I believe that life itself is worth more than all the troubles you have. And long as we're alive, we've got something to be happy about. Praise the Lord. And to be alive in Jesus is worth more than anything. Praise the Lord. And I'd rather be alive in Jesus than have all the world. Praise the Lord. God has been so good to us, and we just love Him. I was just thinking, as Brother Gary was singing that song, we met the woman that supposedly written that song one time in a strawberry patch up in Michigan. We was there picking strawberries, and we were singing that song, the wife and I, and she came around and she said, where'd you get the words to that song? And she told her, we got them on the radio. She said, I wrote that song. And said, at the time I wrote that song, I was in church. But said, since then, I've had a lot of problems. And said, I'm not in church anymore. I said, think about your song. I said, if you think that troubles that you've had or anything, I said, compared to where you're going if you don't change. I said, your song explains that, the troubles that lies ahead. It would be a terrible thing to go through life with all the troubles that you have to encounter here in this life and miss out going to heaven. I'd rather have all the troubles that life could present me here with and make it to heaven than to lose out on heaven and have everything that life could be to make my life enjoyable while I'm here on this earth. But I'm so glad that Jesus loved me. Praise the Lord. We want to sing to fulfill a request tonight, but I want to sing a chorus before we sing this. Where we sing the Lord's in the revival.
Lord's in the revival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where we sing that? We get the key there for you. Want to see? See? You know that's where you're going right in with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, send the revival. Let it start in me. What we need most is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is me. Well, here's my cup, Lord, fill it up as full as it can be. Oh, Lord, send the revival, let it start in me. Oh, Lord, send the revival, let it start in me. What we need most is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is free. Well, here's my cup, Lord, fill it up as full as it can be. Oh, Lord, send the revival, let it start in me. Oh, Lord, send the revival, let it start in me. What we need most is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is free. Well, here's my cup, Lord, fill it up as full as it can be. Oh, Lord, send the revival, let it start in me.
Praise the Lord. That's what we need most is the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is free. If you don't have it tonight, tonight can be your night. Praise the Lord, because it is a free gift. All you have to do is just turn your back on sin. Praise the Lord and accept Jesus. I'm going to sing to fulfill a request tonight. To Sister Dennard. That's enough to shout about.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul was burning down, and no smiles could be found. Couldn't find anything to be glad about. But then Jesus came along, took my burdens and left a song. Don't you think that's enough to shout about? Now don't you think that's enough to shout about? Jesus reached way, way down and he brought me out. He took away all sin and strife, promised me eternal life. Don't you think that's enough to shout about? Well, I walked in constant sorrow, dreaded each fear of tomorrow. The future looked so cold and full of doubt. But you shook all my sin fears, gave me joy and place of view. Don't you think that's enough to shout about? Now don't you think that's enough to shout about? Jesus reached way, way down and brought me up. He took away all sin and strife, promised me eternal life. Don't you think that's enough to shout about? Now the Lord, he is my shepherd, he's my comfort, he's my helper. I'm convinced that old Satan thought about. And to think he cared for me enough to face our Calvary. Don't you think that's enough to shout about? Now don't you think that's enough to shout about? Jesus reached way, way down and he brought me out. He took away all sin and strife. Now don't you think that's enough to shout about? Now don't you think that's enough to shout about? Jesus reached way, way down and he brought me up. He took away all sin and strife, promised me eternal life. Now don't you think that's enough to shout about?
Praise the Lord. And that's enough to shout about when he cared so much for me that he went to the cruel cross of Calvary. I was talking to a man one time and telling him that Jesus died for you. He said, Jesus lived a long time ago. He said, that wasn't in my day. I said, but he was looking on down through to your day. He died for the sins of the whole world. And I said, that included you. I said, you're in the world. That included you. Aren't you glad tonight that it included you? Praise the Lord. There's going to be a hallelujah meeting. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? With saints of old, standing with the greeting to welcome that across the sky. We'll lift flat hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? With the saints of old, standing with the green, do well for that across the time. We'll lift flat hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. Oh, what a celebration for getting where we've been. Standing on the top of Mount Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will start singing, and the joy bells start ringing. And a shout all over heaven when the saints go marching in. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? With the saints of old, standing with a greeting to welcome that across the sky. We'll lift flat hands together, go shining all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. I've been laughed at here for shouting this many long years ago. But I've got a lot more than riches since Jesus saved my soul. Got a way down deep salvation, like the mortal tongue can tell.
and a standing invitation to a hallelujah fest. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? With the saints of old, standing with the greeting to our that across the sky. We'll lift that hand together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Praise the Lord. That old clock is running faster than we can run. Praise the Lord. I'd like to ask you to stand with me again. I'd like you to turn to the third chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. And I want to read verses 3 and 4 of this passage of Scripture. While you're turning to that, I'd like to say that we're so happy that God has privileged us to come back home. Praise the Lord. I don't know how long I get to stay here. Maybe till Jesus comes. That'll be all right, too. Praise the Lord. Because the only thing that I'm concerned about, as far as life is concerned, is being ready when Jesus comes. Regardless if I'm here, or if I'm in Jamaica, or any other part of the country, just as long as I can see Jesus and meet Him in peace, that's all that matters to me. Praise the Lord. But we are happy to be back in Pine Bluff. God has so richly blessed us and privileged to come back here and gave us a good job, good people to work for, and an answer of prayer since we've been here on the job. This night we had stood up and asked that there'd be less cursing on our job, and, well, we've been having some religious talks. And I said, boy, that's a surprise. Completely changed about. But I like it better, much better. Praise the Lord. I don't like to hear anybody curse and blackguard. And it's not very good of surroundings. Today, Brother Franks came by. We had a good visit. And took him into the break room with us. And all the boys that worked there came in. And we had a good talk. And they wasn't even a curse word or any type of blackguard at all said it at any time. Had a good time. Lord is good to us. Praise the Lord. All right, Genesis 3, 3 and 4. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. The serpent said, ye shall not surely die. I want to talk to you tonight for a little bit. We've got about 15 minutes till 9. And I'll try to preach an hour's message in the 15 minutes. Not hold you too late, Lord permitting. But I'd like to talk to you tonight for a little bit about the greatest reaper. The greatest reaper. If I was to ask you this question tonight, what you think the greatest reaper would be, many different answers would come. When we think about reaping, we think about a harvest. Think about planting crops, tilling gardens, growing things, and seeing the increase of what we grow. Seeing the fruits of the labors that we have did. But tonight, that is not the greatest reaper. The greatest reaper is death. And it's appointed to all men. Because of the fall in the Garden of Eden, because Satan came along and talked to Eve, and Eve talked to Adam, and Adam and Eve both partake of the tree that God had spoke to them and told them not to partake of. They disobeyed what God had told them to do. Now, I could preach about the tree and what manner of tree it was, but that's immaterial. I know the Bible tells us that the tree was the tree of life. I go along with that. And God told them, said, you can't partake of that tree. Leave it alone. Just like in many cases in our life today, God speaks to us and tells us not to do something. Satan come along to why. It won't hurt. Go ahead. One little smoke won't hurt you. One little drink won't hurt you. Take one little pill. It won't hurt you. And I'm not talking about medication. talking about the drugs that is in our land today. I've had different ones that came to me and said, well, just one won't hurt you and make you feel good. Yeah, but what happens after you feel good? What takes place after you've tasted that one time? There was one time that I was out in sin. And I thought, well, boy, mother and dad just too strict on me. But I praise God for a good mother and dad that raised me up in the truth. And if they hadn't raised me in the truth and told me the things that they did, no telling where I might have been. I might not have had time to listen to God when he began to speak to my heart and say, you're outside. I was headed down death row. No, I wasn't in the prison. I wasn't headed down to the electric chair. Brother Barry was speaking about a while ago about, well, he was ready to go when he went to that operating room. But just maybe God left Brother Barry here to get the judge in. Who knows? We don't know what the outcome of our life is going to be. As long as we serve God, God can use us, and it may be to reach some other soul. We may not understand why something comes our way, but it happens for a reason. I went through a lot of things in life since I've been serving God that I don't understand. I don't know why that happened to me, but God knows. And I said, it doesn't make any difference as long as I can make heaven. That's worth it all. And I haven't went through many things that many others went through. Praise the Lord. But here Adam and Eve, they rebelled against God when God told them not to do something. And they went ahead and partake of that tree. Eat of that tree when the Lord told them, said, in the day you eat it, you're going to die. No, they didn't die just immediately. But death was pronounced upon them. They were driven from the garden. And to me, that is a type of us being driven away from God. Adam and Eve had a daily walk with God. God came down in the midst of the garden in the cool of the evening, and he had communication with them. I don't know how it might have all happened, but maybe the Lord came down and he got Adam with a hand and said, come on, I want to take you a tour. And as he began to tour around the garden, he began to tell him, well, here's an acorn tree. And the acorn, the oak tree, and it's going to produce acorns. And it's good for different, the hogs can eat the acorns, and different things can eat of these acorns. And maybe he stepped on just a little bit farther, and he said, this is a hickory tree. And said, the squirrels love to eat on the hickory tree. They came on down to this tree and said, this is the tree of life. Don't bother with it. Leave it alone. Out of all the trees that's in the garden, you can partake of them, but don't take this one, said, because it's dead. But Satan said, you shall not surely die. But they partake of the tree and were driven from the garden. It wasn't long after they was in the garden, they encountered their first case of death. After that they had received Cain and Abel as their son, then there was jealousy came up and Cain slew Abel. Death came on the scene. I suppose that maybe Adam could hear that voice, don't partake of that tree. It's death. I said all that tonight to tell you this tonight. Death is pronounced upon you. Because of sin that came into the world, death is unto you. Hebrews 9 and verse 27 said, for it is appointed unto men once to die, and then after this, the judgment. Just because that you would die out of this flesh doesn't mean that there's life beyond death. It doesn't mean that you're not going to face the reward that you spend in this life, whether you live the life of sin or whether it was of righteousness. But the Bible says judgment is after the grave. Amen. After you pass from this life, you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. If you've lived a life that's been good and pleasing to God, then there's a reward of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the righteous are going to dwell. Where I'm planning on going. Where many of you are planning on going. Where we've got loved ones that's gone on. But many, it's going to be a death into the lake of fire. The second death. When they've not lived the life that was pleasing to God. Many of those that will go there is some that is sitting in church services such as this tonight. And the invitation of coming to an altar and repenting has been extended to you. Wouldn't listen. But at that day, it'd be like a song is saying. There beside his bedside after he woke up and seen it was a dream. You should have heard him call upon God, but that was only a dream. One day it's going to be a reality. I talked to a man one time that was pronounced to go to the electric chair that had been in prison for a crime that he didn't do. But he was there facing the electric chair. And he said, while I was sitting there, he said, all I could think about how mean I'd been, how rotten my life had been. And there I was fixing to go to face death, and I was not prepared. There I was facing death, and I didn't have no hope. And he said, I tried to pray, and he said, it would come back in my face. He said, you had your chance. You didn't accept it. You put it away. You didn't have time. Now you're calling on me. Now you're calling on God. And he said, this stared him right in the face. He said, I know it wasn't nothing but the powers of Satan standing there trying to block me and getting through. But he said, finally down there in that old cell, said, I got on my knees and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm not worthy to die. I'm not worthy of your blessings, and I'm not ready to go to the grave. Have mercy upon me and save my soul. And he said, a sweet presence came over him. He said, and I got up from there. He said, I felt good enough to run through those bars. He said, because I knew that God had heard my prayer. And he said, it wasn't but just a few days after that, the warden came or sent for him. And said, I went in there, and he said, I didn't know what was really going to expect. And he said, it came to me, they've done set the date that you're going to go to the electric chair. And he thought, no, I prayed, and God's going to deliver me. He's going to give me freedom. And he said, he went in there and found that warden, and the warden spoke to him and said, we have got a clear record for you. We found the man that did the crime. Said, your testimony was true. You've been released. And he said, thank God. Hallelujah. And said, the warden looked at him and said, why are you thanking God? Said, we're the one that turned you loose. He said, no. He said, I prayed to God. Said, and God heard my prayer. He gave me deliverance. And I'm here to tell you tonight that when you're in sin, you're in captivity, you're in a prison, and you're headed down death row, and there's no reward. It's the end of that life. Except repent, except that you repent, then you got a reward. The only reward for sin is a lake of fire. But Jesus died on the cross for you. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, because of the sin of one man, then judgment of condemnation came upon all men. But because of righteousness of one man, Christ Jesus, a free gift came. Hallelujah. A gift of life. There was a time that we as a Gentile race of people were outside. We didn't have no hope. We didn't have nothing to look forward to. We were without any way of praising God because the door of salvation was closed to the Gentile people. Oh, but thank God when Jesus went to the cross. Oh, hallelujah. When he became the Lamb of sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. He opened wide the door. Hallelujah. And he said, salvation now is to whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. A way out. A way of an escape. I know how that prisoner must have felt when the warden told him, said, you've been released. Said, you got a pardon. Because God gave me a pardon. When I was headed down toward death, Satan had me so blinded that I couldn't see. Made me think I was doing things that was good. Made me think that what I was doing was right for me. See, there's a thing in the world today, said, if it seems right to you to do it, so then do it. But that's not the way it is. Sometimes things will seem right to you, but they're not right with God. I was heading down the wrong way, and Satan was trying to make me believe and was making me believe that everything was all right. Oh, but one day, God began to deal with my heart. When Satan had taken me to a busted-up home, when he had taken me when my home was separated, and God began to speak to me and said, I've got what you need.
Hallelujah.
And there, in that condition, I said, God, I've made a mess of my life. Satan has taken me long enough. Now, God, I want to give it all to you. Now I want to give it all to you. Hallelujah. So now don't let anybody kid you. They may think we're not having fun. They may think we're having to give up too much. Oh, but we're not giving up anything. Hallelujah. We're gaining something. We've got something to look forward to. Hallelujah. And what I've got, I enjoy. Hallelujah. The greatest life that a person can live is living for God. Sure, we may have to give up some of the things of the world, but what of them do we need? What of them are fitting to have? I talked to a boy at work the other day. He was talking about how he loved to get him some beer and go to the lake and sit down and put his hook out there and sit there and drink that beer. So he sat there and drank, said, till I just forget where I'm at. I said, what do you get? Oh, he said, I enjoy it. I said, do you? I said, how your head feel after you get off your drunk? Oh, it hurts sometimes. I said, well, I can get drunk. I said, don't bother me. You drink? I said, but not from the same bottle you drank from. I drank from the fountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, I've got something I'm being happy with. He said, I'd have to give up too much. I said, what you're going to give up is heaven and go to hell if you don't change. And he said, well, hell may not be so bad. I said, well, it may not be. I said, if you don't mind burning. I said, but the Bible said you're going to burn down there. I said, it's going to be worse than burning your finger. I said, because that'll heal up. I said, but there, I said, it'll be a constant burning. Never no escape. I said, now you're thinking about what you're giving up. I said, yes, there's one time I was where you're at. I said, and I thought, my, I was going to have to give up everything. I said, I thought I wasn't going to have no laughter. I thought I wouldn't have no fun. I didn't think I'd be able to laugh. I didn't think I'd be able to smile. I said, but when I found God, I found what I needed to smile. I said, now I can look back and see all I had was headaches and problems. I said, but now I've got peace, I've got joy, I've got happiness. Hallelujah, because Jesus is the light of my life. Praise the Lord. Death, the greatest reaper. There's only been two people that escaped death. One of them was Elijah. You find about it in 2 Kings, the second chapter, and about verse 11. Tells about a whirlwind came by. Picked him up, taking him out. The other was Enoch. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. God took him one day and he was not found. And left here with that testimony. Only two recorded in the Bible that left here that didn't see death. Everyone since that time and even before them, it went by the way of the grave. Even our Lord went by the way of the grave. Of course, the grave couldn't hold our Lord. He conquered death and hell that you and I can be like him. Oh, God. That when we go to the grave, we don't have to stay there. We can rise again to meet him. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a few people yet that won't see death. And that'll be at the rapture of the church. But you can't wait until that day comes to try to make preparations for that time. Because you don't know when it's going to come. I know we've got just about all ages here. Don't see no really infant babies in our midst here tonight, but we've got some fairly young. We've got some here that's on up in age. Brother Barry told me the other night, I believe he said he was 81 years old. That's getting on up there in years. But some of these young ones may die before he goes by the way of the grave. Some of you sitting here in the middle-aged group, or you count yourself young people or whatever age, another year you may not be here. We don't know what the future holds. As waste the thing stands now, the Lord could come in the next few months, next few hours, next few minutes, or it may be a while off. I'm not saying he's coming just any time. I don't know when he's coming, but I know he's coming. He's coming after a people that's ready. But if I go by the way of the grave, if I don't ever make it home tonight, and I go by the way of the grave, eternity has begun for me. There's no more place of repentance. There's no more way of escape from the life that I lived. And if I'm living for God, then everything's all right. But if I'm not living for God, then there's troubles ahead. Worse troubles than what I've had in life. And you here tonight, the only one beside yourself that knows the life you live is God. You know your life. You know what you live. And if your life is not at the place where it's ready to go, then just think about the next moment you may not be breathing. Then where will you spend eternity? There's some here that's heard the altar call and love. Since I've been here, several that I've heard of got shot and killed. One young lady got hit behind the head and died from the lick that she received. Maybe if she could call back 24 hours or just 1 hour prior to that, I don't know what kind of life she might have lived. Don't have any idea. But if she could call back 1 hour, I'll assure you there'd be a change in the way she does, in the way she would do if she knew that that hour she was going by the way of the grave. If you knew that when you left from here that there would be a car wreck down the road and you would be the one that would leave from from this earth and go out to face eternity, there'd be a change in your life. And I'm not saying that to try to scare you. But life is as a vapor, James said. It appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. You don't have no set day of when you're going to leave from here as far as you know. We've got a day that we're going to leave from here and God knows that day. We don't know how much longer that's going to be. It may be 5 years if time goes on. But it may be in the next 5 minutes. But you can be sure of one thing. You're going to meet a reward someplace. And it's up to you whether it's going to be heaven or whether it's going to be in hell. And the Bible tells us in the 3rd chapter of the book of Acts, the 19th verse, said, repent and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. That your sins may be blotted out. In closing tonight, Brother Howard got up here the other night and gave a testimony that thrilled my heart. Talking about back when he was younger, before he knew the Lord, he didn't deserve what God gave him. He was worthy of punishment. And I thought back in my past life, there was a time that I didn't deserve this. I didn't deserve the mercies of God. But God loved me. God loved me just like He loves you. And He died upon the cross that you could be saved. Praise the Lord. He went to the cross to give His life that you may have life. Death, the greatest reaper, but there's life after death. God bless you.